In terms of these tools, right? A lot of these sort of like manipulation tools, big data kind of tools, they have their or like behavioral economics, choice architecture. These are all like things that come out of the private sector. And within a marketing context, we see them as legitimate. So, we see it as legitimate that marketers can design their ads in such a way as to force consumers into picking like
That particular
that
product.
particular product. Like I'm thinking like for a cereal box or something, they designed the cartoon animal on the cereal box to have their eyes look in a certain direction such that children can like easily see it and become
Yeah,
attached to it.
the characters look down
Yeah.
because cereal boxes are higher up than, children are. So because the characters are looking
Yeah.
down, the children look at the characters
Right.
directly. Yeah,
Right.
I've heard that.
So there are like numerous examples of this sort of like manipulation of people's choices, and we don't even know it. And yet in the private sector, in marketing, it's considered acceptable. And I think now we're seeing these strategies being filtered into the public sector, the governments,
Yeah.
and they're using this. Personally, I think that if we're asking about the ethics of doing this, we can't separate the public from the private. In a sense, like, where do you think we as a society should draw a line of acceptable behavior in terms of manipulating people's emotions and choices and like psychological priming?
I just, based on my research
Yeah.
and based on my personal principles, I just think the public sector and the government should have no place in manipulating the choice architecture of individuals beyond argument and beyond rhetoric, which is like a very, I guess Aristotelian, like very Arendtian way of looking at things, where it's, I think obviously government should and ought to have the ability to persuade people that certain policies are better than other policies, but I think that persuasion ought to come from the merits of the argument and the merits of the policy rather than the manipulation of people to believe that certain things are better than other things when that it only is true if you were to subscribe to a certain ideology.
But then someone like David Cameron, when he was creating that behavioral economics unit, would argue that in the long run, if this works, if behavioral economics, choice architecture, manipulation works, like you could potentially nudge people into being better spenders, and that could save the public a lot of money in terms of tax dollars in the long run. So that I think was like his rationale to creating that unit to find ways to nudge people into being better taxpayers, into making better choices in their lives so that they would cost the public purse less in the long run. Like on the face of it, this seems a little bit more acceptable, quote unquote acceptable, than similar articulations by the Chinese Communist Party. Like, do you So in this case, do you find yourself persuaded by David Cameron's reasoning?
No, and I
Maybe.
think there's a couple of reasons as to why. I think if again, in those situations where you're pointing people towards a particular good, I do think the merits of the argument itself can still persuade people in that direction. But two, I think Cameron's argument would revolve around kind of a weird appeal to authority, where you're suggesting that the ways in which the government nudges you towards are and the to be like a better taxpayer or whatever are necessarily the moral good things to nudge people towards, right? That may not necessarily be true. If we again, and there's probably numerous examples of how that may not be true in the Cameron administration,
Of course, yeah.
but thinking about intent is really important, and also thinking about context is really important. And I don't think the public sphere should have any need to manipulate people beyond using the merits of the argument and policy. And again, this is very idealistic. I
Oh
do
yeah.
understand
Oh yeah.
that. But principally, it's the way in which I can imagine the public sector being its most authentic and most engaging to its citizenry. when that happens. The difference is in the private sector, I do understand the marketing purposes for such a thing. And therefore, I do understand, I guess, the need of the private sector to have this kind of behavioral economic systems. But again, I do think that this kind of manipulation is obviously from private sector, very self-interested and very focused on, you know, getting people to your product or to your ideology. So it is obviously problematic in that sense. And I do think, again, that manufacturing of choice architecture and the removal of freedom of choice in that perspective, it is very, again, principally unappealing to me personally.